Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, have opened their fourth at bridge office and are ready to rent out bridge players to persons needing a fourth hand. Mr. Jackson has hired only six men so far, but Marge continues running her want ads, seeking more personable young men to play. This episode takes place about 4 the same afternoon in 2 scenes. A room in a... then to the fourth at bridge office. But first to the hotel room. 2 young men lounge listlessly in chairs.
Hey, Mike, look at this.
What is it?
It's here read in the morning paper. This sounds like something that ain't worth. What do you make of this? Wanted bridge players, neat, personable young men who play fairly good bridge, earn extra money in your spare time either. Apply in person, 1233, take money.
Let me see that.
Yeah, here, right here.
Play fairly good bridge, extra money in spare time.
Why, that's right up your alley, Mike.
Those sound interesting, doesn't it?
Interesting? Sounds like a small crush, if you ask me.
I wonder what sort of a racket this could be.
Hey, it's just neat. That's you, all right, Mike.
One thing's certain. Never be you, old boy.
Eh, what about it? So I don't work this sort of business.
You can go it alone so something better turns up.
It's your good stand a few bucks while we're waiting.
Bridge players, earn extra money in your spare time.
I wonder what the game is.
What's up? What does that mean? You can take over anybody at bridge, you know that. But if we do things with cards, and even I can't see you do it.
And I work with you from coast to coast and even on the other side.
Yes, but it's been so long, huh?
A little out of practice.
Out of practice? You?
I bet you even money you can cut an ace on the bottom of the deck any time you want it.
It might be a means to an end, is it?
And it don't hurt to try, Mike. Looks like easy go to me.
1233 Pinkman.
Yeah, that should be right downtown here somewhere. How about us dancing over there?
No, not us. I'll do this by myself, Joe. Want to look it over and see what's going on?
Okay, by me. I wonder what the racket is.
I thought I knew every gambling angle there is.
What difference does it make? It's just extra money. That's what we need right now.
Money till we grab enough to get out of this second town, that's all.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be much we can do here. Bridge players, extra money.
You still got that china, haven't you?
What?
The china, the ring. You can still make cards, can't you? You can jumble the spots off nooses to make them look like aces. And you can play better bridge than 99 out of 100 anyhow.
Maybe it's just chicken feed compared to what city you do, but it'll be something.
Come on, Mike.
Let's do it.
Right you are, Joe.
I think I will have a go
at it. Ah, boy, here. I'll help you on with this.
Meet personable young men. I could do with a haircut.
Haircut? Ah, you look like a midget.
You look like ready money. You always do.
Joseph?
I think you're a little bit.
Fabulous.
Me?
I'm telling you what's what, Mike.
Yeah, these cuffs would stand a little laundering, too.
Yeah, pull them up under your sleeves. Nobody will notice that. When you get to talk at Mike, nobody notices nothing.
Huh? I hope I can talk my way into this, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's a game of cards, ain't it? What else do you have to know?
I guess you're right. Just that we've been running into bad luck lately, I've lost a little of my confidence.
Lost your confidence? You can.
You wait here for me. I'll be back soon enough with the whole setup.
Oh, so,
I'd better take this paper with me. Just to make sure.
Okay, Mike, come home with the bacon. That's your only
question. Well, hello, Jane. How's the big business woman coming along?
I don't want to talk to you. After what you did to me this morning, I'll never forgive you.
No, no, Jane, I was only kidding. I thought I'd have some fun with you.
Fun? Calling me up and asking like you want to hire some bridge players and getting me so excited. Do you call that fun?
Well, I didn't mean
it. Well, it wouldn't have been so bad if business was good, but that's the only call we had when you called me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jane. Forgive me?
No, I won't.
Oh, now, Jane.
No, don't bother me. I won't forgive you.
Oh, now, Jane.
I'm like an elephant. I never forgive.
Oh, now, Jumbo.
No, now, don't ask me. Who did you say? Oh, the phone. Dial 4040 for the bridge service. Mabel, what number do you want? No, this is dial 4040. Yeah, that was you again.
See, I'm sitting right here under the BI.
That's right. Oh, why don't you go down there to the office and let us alone?
Okay, Jane. I just came up to see if those windows were washed. I see they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Mrs. Reese, I'm going downstairs for a cup of tea. I'll be back. Oh, how'd you do, Miss Reese?
Well, Mr. Jackson, I didn't know you were here. What are you doing in there?
Well, I've been arranging some problem heads. My big plan. There's a total work at Brixton, and while we're waiting for calls, I'm going to coach them with some of the fine points. day.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Miss Jane, I'm just on my way down for a spot of tea. 4 o'clock and all that, you know.
Yes, everything stops for tea.
That's right. But won't you join me?
Well, no, Mr. Jackson, but I'll lie down with you.
I will.
Goodbye, Jane. What time are you going to be home? I'll wait for you and drive you.
No, I don't know, dear. I have to wait till I hear tomorrow. She said she was going to call me.
I can't be long, Miss Jane.
Well, thanks. I don't mind if I... What am I saying? I don't know. No, thanks. Let me see what else I have to ask you. You see, Mr. Jackson interviews the players mostly, but he just went down for a cup of tea. He always has tea at 4 o'clock.
Oh,
really? Yes, I guess so. I don't know what kind he likes. Well, Mr. Dear, I guess I've asked you everything. Oh, no, one more thing. Can you play bridge?
Well, of course. I wouldn't have answered your ad if I didn't play bridge.
Oh, yes, I never thought of that. I wonder why Mr. Jackson always asks everybody that. Oh, excuse me, the phone. Hello, South 4040, for the bridge service.
Rent a player for tonight.
Rent a player? Oh, you brought a plot, Mr. Beard. It's our first customer.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock. I want a Christmas player. How much do you charge?
$5 for the evening.
Very well. I'll take one. Address is 54 West Street North Boulevard.
54 23 North. Very well. We'll have him there. Well, that was my husband again.
Your husband?
Now, that's the last row. If he thinks that I don't even know our own house number, well, this time the last going to be on the other foot. Mrs. DeVere, you've got your first job. The night you come to our house, he's going to pay you $5.
Well, Michael DeVere has been hired and already assigned to his first job. The first call the Fourth Estate Service has had since it opened. Master DeVere becomes quite prominent in the lives of our friends, the Aces, as we learn when next we meet the Yeezy Aces.